And now with 9 seconds left.
Look at this. Harry's
second
inside.
And 10
Harry's
from the 13.
Inside,
Harry, one of three receivers right inside of Edelman and Bird. Izzo to the left. Bird head to the left of Newton. He waits on the snap. Left foot forward. He takes it. Backs up.
Harry.
Four-man rush. He throws to the five, and the catch is made inside the three. Brought down by Harry at the two. Timeout, New England, with 2 seconds to go. First and goal to go.
You know, it's good to have trust from our quarterback. At the end of the day, as receivers, we just want to make him as comfortable as possible. And when he drops back, he has faith in every single one of us that he could trust us to come down with the ball. So it's really encouraging.
N'Keal Harry with a play at the end of the game. Cam Newton talking about his contributions. Welcome back to Patriots Preview, driven by your New England Honda dealers. Mark Bertrand alongside Chris Gasper. We'll talk to Jeff Howe in a moment. Jeff Howe is brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Pay at the pump with your mobile phone using Cumberland Farms Smart Pay Rewards app. Save 10 cents a gallon every day and earn rewards while you're doing it. Download the Cumberland Farms Smart Pay Rewards app today. Sign up and start saving. We welcome in Jeff Howe from inside Gillette Stadium today, once again positioned in the stands at Gillette today. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's up?
So, N'Keal Harry, we saw some reports that he may have been late getting out onto the field today. What's the latest on his injury situation?
Well, he's questionable with an ankle injury, which isn't ideal. I mean, he's dealt with, obviously, injuries throughout his very short career so far. Just got the best game of his young career, and he was out later than usual, but right now he's running around catching passes, a member of either the coaching or equipment staff. I mean, he's not moving terribly fast, but I don't notice a limp or anything like that, so it looks like he should be good to go.
Yeah, that was my question, Jeff. Did you get the sense that they were testing him out, you know, are you good to go type of pregame warm-up, or more like just his normal pregame warm-up?
Right now, he looks normal. If he were a pregame or a game-time decision, he probably would have been out with the training staff about an hour ago in about half of his uniform, you know, some pads or anything like that. And we haven't seen any sign of that. I mean, it's always possible he was on a backfield or doing something in the tunnel, but right now, all indications are, you know, this is a normal pregame routine for him, and he should be up.
Jeff Howe, The Athletic, is with us. Jeff, you were the first to report this week that David Andrews could be going to IR. That is where he eventually landed and will be out for the next three games. But he did make it out this week onto the field and was trying to snap with his other hand. Was there maybe some sort of testing or trying it out before that decision was made?
There was, but I don't think it was ever overly realistic. I mean, they were hoping against hope, really. I mean, Andrews is a tough guy and certainly one of the most valuable leaders in the locker room. So I think they were giving him the benefit of the doubt just to see if he could go through with it. But right from the jump, when he had the surgery, I think they knew it was going to be a long shot. But hey, it didn't hurt to send him out there for, you know, some of the early individual drills and just see if you can do some stuff on the side. But I think when they realized that this would do more harm than good, might as well just sit him down, get the thumb fully healed. You know, you're going to miss the three games plus the bye week. So a month to heal from this surgery should have him good to go.
How do you see the Patriots replacing him today, Jeff? Last year, obviously, when he was out with the blood clots in his lungs, it had a real effect, I thought, and the Patriots' ability to run the football. So I know they have a couple of options. Yeldon Froholt is an option. James Ferentz up from the practice squad. How do you see them replacing him at center today?
Yeah, and he's been off to a good start, too. I mean, he's allowed a couple of disruptions, but that's standard for the interior lineman across the board so far this season. So they're going to miss him, and he has been good in the running game. He's obviously helped Cam Newton a ton, especially with the blocking assignments. There's been some good chemistry there. Without him, Yeldon Froholt has been the top interior guy, or was the top center, of course, throughout training camp, I mean, 2 weeks, whatever. But Yeldon Froholt has been the 10th character this season. So I would be surprised if it weren't him. But we know how much they like Ferentz. He started a game at center last year, plus another one at guard. So Ferentz has some experience. But I would expect that to be more of an emergency situation. Just because, again, going back to training camp, and Ferentz hadn't even been signed at that point. That's why Froholt was the main guy. If they want to get incredibly creative, I mean, Joe Tooney is taking some reps at center. You can think, hey, you know what? Do you want Froholt at center, or would you prefer Tooney at center with Onwenu or one of those other guys at left guard? If you want to get really outside the box, or you could get completely wild, you could shift Illuminor from right tackle to left guard, Tooney to center, and then and when you're right tackles. If you want to get crazy, I wouldn't expect that.
No matter what the combination is, they take a huge hit without David Andrews on that line. I thought that was very evident in the running game in week one. Let's talk about the running game and about the backs. Is Sony Michel fighting for his spot on the depth chart today with Damian Harris possibly making a return in the near future?
He should be. I mean, really. It hasn't been an overwhelmingly positive start for Michel. I know we have a touchdown in week one, but when you're looking at some of the plays, the designed options with Cam Newton, it's really been Rex Burkhead, of course, James White in the opener. And then Michel has kind of been on the back burner there. And then you look at the traditional runs, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but just like the traditional handoffs, non-option runs they ran last week, I think it was something like 5 carries for 13 yards for Michel. So he hasn't really gotten going yet, and I think he missed some opportunities. So I talked about it earlier in the season with Damian Harris and how, you know, it's frustrating because he had a good start to camp last year as a rookie too before the hand and wrist started acting up on him. But I think he's got a longer leash this year. I think he's earned more respect and more trust from the coaching staff. So it's not – I don't think it's going to be a permanent burial on the depth chart for Harris, especially if Michel is continuing to struggle and continues to take a backseat to Burkhead.
Jeff, what do you think went into the decision to promote Isaiah Zuber today? You know, some speculation maybe it has to do with Harry's injury, or we saw him in training camp doing some return stuff. You know, why Zuber instead of, say, Devin Ross?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, my first thought was Harry. And now that he's out here, I mean, again, it looks like Harry's going to go. Maybe you want a little extra depth because, you know, Edelman's been fairly limited, I guess, to an extent. Through 2 games this season with Harry a little banged up, maybe you just want to make sure you have a little more depth. But then the second thought was the punt return stuff. I mean, Jameer Bird dropped a punt in the opener, which was recovered by J.C. Jackson. I mean, otherwise, you would have given the Dolphins prime field position right off the bat. So I know they don't want Edelman to be the primary punt return guy. Maybe you put him out there in clutch situations as, you know, in late in games or whatever. But I think they might just, you know, they might just be trying Zuber instead of Bird.
Jeff Howe is with us from The Athletic. Last one for me, Jeff, and that is, what's the importance of today's game? When you look at this, where it falls in the schedule, what the Patriots have ahead in the Kansas City Chiefs, the importance of getting a win for the Pats today.
Yeah, it's incredibly important just because, like you said, you got to win the games that are presentable to you because I think, I mean, the Patriots could play well for the first 2.5 months of the season and still be about 4-5 heading into November or so. But the second half of the season really lines up favorably for them. So even if they do get out to, like, let's say a 4-5 start, you got to have some of these scheduled wins. You know, as opposed to some of the scheduled losses going into, like, Seattle, I guess, at the start of the season. You knew that was going to be a tough game. You know Baltimore and Kansas City are going to be tough games. So you got to be able to take care of Vegas. But I think the other part of it is the Patriots played well last week, and they've probably felt about as good about a loss as they have since probably Green Bay in 2014. So how do you respond to that? Are you feeling yourself? Are you going to come out with a little lackadaisical against Vegas, who's making that cross-country trip, playing at 10 a.m. their time? Are you going to take them lighter than you should have? Or are you going to come out, are you going to validate that strong performance last week and go out there and make a statement that, you know what, Vegas is a fairly decent team. They're certainly talented enough to beat you on your home field, but if you come out and you play well again, I think it bodes well for the long-term future of this team. That is better than I think a lot of people realize.
Give Jeff a follow on Twitter at Jeff P. Howe, and of course, read him on theathletic.com. Jeff, thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Jeff Howe joining us from inside Gillette Stadium. Also inside Gillette Stadium today is Paul Perillo. He'll join us coming up next on the Safety Insurance, 98.5 The Sports Hub, Patriots Radio Network.